Think of the different ways that you can be like Bill Downing. Think of the ways that you can emulate what you've heard here today, because I know that's in all of you. Each one of us has such an impact on each other's lives, and I bet you don't even know it. And with that in mind, thinking about how right now is 420, if you have a joint, my friends, pull it out. So right now at 420, we're going to celebrate and we're going to take a moment of silence.
Well, first we're on three. I want everyone to yell, light it up. And then we're all just going to reflect for a minute. And that reflection can be personal to you, whether it's on the plant, whether you knew Bill. So here we go. On three, everyone, ready? Light it up. Ready? One, two, three. Light it up!
And with that, the 420 cloud rose above the Boston Common on Saturday, September 20th. This was the 36th annual Freedom Rally. This year, paying special tribute to one of its founders, Bill Downing, who passed away earlier this year at age 66. The Freedom Rally started in 1990 as a protest against marijuana prohibition. It expanded over the years into more of a festival-like atmosphere. After achieving its main goal of reaching legalization, the annual event continued as a celebration of the newly found hard-fought freedom. Many of the speakers paid tribute to Bill Downing, who led the Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Coalition as its president through most of those years. Dr. Uma Bellabolin is with Uplifting Health and Wellness.
I want to think about Bill Downing, a friend, a mentor, an advocate, and an activist. I knew him as a friend, and I met him as a teacher at the Northeastern Institute of Cannabis as well. One of the most amazing people that gave up his life and died on June 21st from cancer, a cancer known as pancreatic cancer, and a cancer that is so deadly we didn't know about his diagnosis till the very end. But cancer is one of the reasons that I truly believe cannabis must be a first-line option when we hear the word cancer. We love this medicine. It has killed nobody. Understand that it is a liberty to be able to use it. Don't let it be taken away from you. Become an educated consumer. Become an educated customer. Understand that your body is what you got.
Dr. Bellabolin. After her talk, I had a chance to interview her backstage. I asked, with marijuana now being legal, why there was still a need for these annual rallies.
I mean, there's still a fear factor, right? People still using it, people about losing their jobs and legally being able to have it called as their medicine and still not being able to talk to their doctors about it. So we have come a long way, but we still have more to do. And I still feel very strongly that the medical education is still not been educated about the endocannabinoid system. And that is still a rift there, but we are not stopping. And that's why we continue to do these things. And I love what I do. And my youngest patient is a 1-month-old patient, and my eldest is 98. And I'm very proud of what I do. And I haven't contributed to the opioid epidemic. I've been a solution to the problem.
So there's also a bill that's being proposed, or a referendum being proposed, to re-illegalize marijuana. Have you heard about that?
I have, and I feel like we're going backwards. And why is this happening today with all the knowledge that's out there and the research that's happening? I still feel that the education is still not happening, and that's why we're going down this path.
This year's Freedom Rally was in part a remembrance of Bill Downing and part celebration of almost a decade of legal weed in Massachusetts. I spoke to several people at the event, including Scott, a longtime member of MassCAN. I asked him to reflect on Bill Downing.
Yeah, Chuck, I feel like walking through this festival rally today, I feel like I'm walking through the house that Bill built. You know, every single vending booth that's here, and artists and everything. People don't understand it took like 20 years of literally almost war to keep this event going. The city tried to stop it 6 different times. Pro bono ACLU attorneys, including John Swamley, defeated the city in court on First Amendment grounds, and the rally was able to continue. And now it's being embraced by the Back Bay Neighborhood Association and the city. And Governor Moore Healey has given MassCAN a special commendation of drug war valor sort of thing for
grassroots efforts.
Right, exactly. Of course, people, activists with MassCAN, chuckle because Maura Healey and Charlie Baker led the opposition committee in 2016 for the legalization initiative. But that's good. It's good in politics to see someone change their mind.
Yes, it is. I didn't even know the rally was still happening. I was surprised when I found out about this. I go, wait a minute, it's legal now. We don't have to have the protest anymore. It's still, you know.
Right. Well, a lot of people always called it Hempfest or Festival or whatever. So just like pride parades and events still continue on today, when you're a stigmatized group, you know, even though we're legal, there's still plenty of stigma around.
Marijuana was always a thing in our lives. It wasn't ever a bad thing, and anything to do for peace, freedom, and not drinking and forward thinking. I was grateful to meet Scott and to know about MassCAN and to come to this is wonderful.
Have you been to these rallies before?
I have been to lots of different things before, but I'm old now.
Aren't we all?
I can't do my roster for you, but yeah.
Did you come to any of these rallies while marijuana was still illegal?
Well, I did, but I don't want to tell you what I was doing while it was illegal because it was illegal.
That was Deanna from Amesbury. Before the 420 cloud, a group of MassCAN friends of Bill Downing paid him special tribute, starting with hepologist John Dorak.
Bill Downing was a great man and the ultimate cannabis crusader. He spent most of his life turning reefer madness into reefer gladness. Yeah! Marijuana is legal in Massachusetts in no small part because of Bill Downing. Thank you, Bill. He knew that marijuana is a safe and effective medicine. Bill loved pushing boundaries. Back in the 90s, they used to have undercover cops here arresting people. It was despicable. When Bill found out about that, he started wearing a plastic pig nose, following the undercover cops around and oinking at them just to warn people to stay away. They tried to arrest him for it, but it wasn't legal. He was pushing the boundaries. It was awesome.
What's going on here in Massachusetts, which Bill and the group has done over these years, from decriminalizing, helping with the medical passage of here, and then the legalization of the industry that operates in Massachusetts, okay? And the fact you are able to grow cannabis in your yard, you thank Bill Downing. Every day when you say, check your plants, thank Bill Downing. Share those plants, thank Bill Downing. Bill Downing was an activist, he was a leader, he was an educator. Now he's become the legend of what has become today.
That was a friend of Bill Downing's who went by the name of Bill Bones. There were also a couple of folks who were inspired to poetry.
Where would we be without your humor? Where would we be without your grace? Where would we be without your courage? We would most certainly be in a different place. Where would we be without your effort? Where would we be without your skill? What would we be if you weren't here to lead us up and over the hill? I stopped going to the Freedom Rally because personal liberty had been achieved. Hell, I don't even get high anymore. It doesn't mean that much to me. What matters is the choice to live your life as you will. And you were there to give us a voice. And we are so very grateful, Bill.
And I'ma keep your name alive while I'm still talking. Even though you're gone and everything changed. We'll never forget your names. We love you.
John Belanti.
These are all our family.
Joanne Belanti.
Light up that weed, y'all, for Bill.
Nicholas Barrito. Bill Downey.
We love you, Bill.
Mickey Martin.
Yes.
Drew Garrity.
DJ Slim's tribute to Bill Downing and other pot warriors who passed on. The Freedom Rally continues to happen on the third weekend of September. Except for one year in the 1990s, when court battles over the city refusing to issue permits delayed it until the first week of October. But luckily, now that grass is legal, the city of Boston doesn't apply that kind of pressure. Reporting from the Boston Common, I am Chuck Rosina.
We love you, Bill.
We love you. We love you.
We love you. We love you all. Too many of them are gone, ladies and gentlemen. Hug the person next to you. Tell the person that you love them, all right?